This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, July 29th. Sorry for doing this podcast late, but I had to see the FOMC statement and Chairman Warsh's press conference. So, obviously, the Fed voted to hold rates steady. There are three members of the Fed, Minneapolis, Cleveland, Dallas, that are hawks that want to raise rates. Chairman Warsh said he wanted to have a good family conversation about that. He said he had a good family fight. So that's good. So everybody got it out of their system. And, you know, during the press conference, he's mostly talking about the fact that they're reworking all the data to make it more reliable so the Fed can be more responsive. There's five task forces underway at the Fed. And the argument is the data isn't, in the past, hasn't been that accurate. So this is a good development. So we're getting an intraday reversal in the market now. I realize it wasn't very pleasant much of the day, but we are getting a good bounce. So this is good. So, but now we have to get some follow through. And now we've got to make sure earnings work. Earnings have been working. You know, I'm pretty happy with Seagate Technologies results. Apple's going to announce here shortly. That stock's been exhibiting a lot of relative strength. So far, so good at this earnings season. We just got to make sure earnings work. And we got to make sure that the mean reversion algos and all the ridiculous narratives that the Chinese AI is going to beat US AI, we got to make sure all that stuff goes away. So I hope that the stock market's about to be overpowered by earnings, okay? And but it's just a quick reversal today. You may still be down for the day, but as we got an hour to go here, and it's looking awfully good. So NASDAQ is leading the way. Hopefully the Dow erases all its losses. So we shall see. But kudos to the Fed for doing the right thing. Kudos to Chairman Warsh for being very transparent. But he's not going to give you details. But he's a very honest fellow. I personally was very amused. He said they had a good fight, internal family fight, about interest rates. So at least they worked it all out among themselves. You know, well, Warsh really doesn't want these Fed presidents walking around talking. He wants to control the narrative. So he's trying to bring us back to the Greenspan era where Greenspan controlled everything. So this will be interesting, okay? So so let's just hope now the market turns its focus to earnings. It'll be up and away. Nothing wrong with this earnings season, folks. It's phenomenal. And we just need more good earnings to come out and drop kick and drive all our stocks higher. So that's it. That's your quick update for the day. It's Louis Navalier.